Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're looking at an article that cuts through a lot of the noise around AI and jobs. It's called AI Layoffs Myth: Why Tech Companies Blame AI and the Real Skills Gap Crisis, written by Brett Allegre Wood.
And it's one of those pieces where the headline alone will make some people uncomfortable. Because the story we've all been fed about AI destroying jobs, it's not quite what it seems.
Right. The article opens with a number that stops you cold. Goldman Sachs puts actual AI-driven job displacement at just 2.5%. 2.5%. That's the share of jobs genuinely at risk of full displacement from AI.
Which, sitting next to the headlines we see every week, feels almost impossible to believe. But then you look at what's actually driving the big tech layoffs, and it starts to make sense.
Brett's argument is that companies like Atlassian and Block are framing their cuts as AI-driven efficiencies, but the real driver is a financial correction. They overhired during the pandemic. Cheap capital fueled massive headcount growth. And when interest rates rose and investors wanted profitability, CFOs had to act.
So the AI narrative is basically a PR strategy.
That's how Brett puts it. It sounds inevitable. A force of nature rather than a leadership mistake. Saying the future made us do it is an easier message than admitting you misjudged your burn rate.
You can see why they do it, but it does real damage to how people think about AI. It creates fear that's completely disconnected from what's actually happening.
And the University of Sydney backs this up. Their research found layoffs are concentrated in the very companies that grew at unsustainable rates, not in industries being hollowed out by automation.
So it's a post-pandemic reckoning dressed up as a technological shift.
Pretty much. And Brett doesn't pretend there's zero disruption. The Federal Reserve Governor, Lisa Cook, warned specifically about job displacement before job creation. The high-value AI roles are appearing, but the disrupted roles come first. It's not a clean swap.
That's the part that matters for real people. A logistics professional with 20 years of experience who finds AI is now automating 80% of their daily work, they're not facing a robot. They're facing a skills gap with a mortgage and dependents behind them.
Brett uses exactly that example. Acknowledging that hardship isn't defeatist, it's honest. Structural shifts are never smooth rides.
So if the doom story is overblown, what's the real story?
The 56% wage premium. This is what gets buried in all the noise about job losses. PwC found that workers with AI skills earn 56% more than peers with similar experience. Same company, similar background, 56% difference in pay.
That's not a small gap. That's a different life.
It is. And Brett's clear it's not about being a coder or an engineer. It's about understanding how to apply AI to decision-making, customer strategy, workflow. Workers who know how AI can augment their team's output are becoming disproportionately valuable.
There's also a sector-level signal in them. Wages in industries heavily exposed to AI are rising at twice the rate of other sectors. The market is already pricing in the skills gap. The question, as Brett puts it, is which side of it your people are on. So for a business owner sitting with this, what does it actually mean in practice?
Brett flips the usual question. Instead of asking, do I need to cut staff because of AI, the white question is, how do I find, afford, and retain the people with AI skills to make my business more valuable?
Because that 56% premium means you're entering a bidding war for talent you didn't know you needed 18 months ago.
And your competitors aren't using AI to trim headcount. They're using it to generate revenue that wasn't possible before.
Brett's action list at the end of the article is worth reading carefully. What stood out to you?
Two things. First, find your internal champion. Look for one person already leaning into AI tools and invest in them visibly. Brett says that signals to the rest of the team what's now valued. Low cost, high impact.
And second, share the PwC wage data with your leadership team. Brett's explicit on this. The 56% premium is a current market signal, not a forecast. It's happening now.
Not a prediction about 2030. Now.
My one action for the week is to start the retraining conversation. Not a formal program, just ask your team. What's one thing AI could take off your plate, and what would you do with that time? you'll be surprised what comes back. Mine is the skills audit. List your top 10 recurring tasks, work out which could be partially automated with existing AI tools, and identify who on your team is closest to being able to lead that transition. The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. And if you want to see how this applies in your specific business, you can book a free AI audit there. Worth doing. See you next time.